Thank you. Now let's get started.
The future isn't created in a keynote address. The presidential speech did not land us on the moon. Millions of man hours did. They built their way there.
Some will talk about the future, but you'd be a fool to believe them.
You see, talk doesn't get things done. Building does. Building like we have for the last 115 years. And building for the next century. Building cars, new technology, and transforming cities.
So let the other guys keep dreaming about the future. We'll be the ones building it.
And one of the guys that's responsible for some of this campaign that's going on is Ford Marketing Communications, Andrew Georgescu. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
May I just say the job of selling air has gotten a lot more complicated since those days.
I would say absolutely. But let's talk about this. Ford is on track to replace 75% of their product by 2020. So there's a lot of new building going on. Explain how that ties into this new campaign.
Well, look, we're very proud that we're a 115-year-old company that has a history of building more and better vehicles than anyone else in the world, and plan to continue doing so for the next century to come. And as you said, we have a product pipeline that's stock full over the next 12 months, with a new Ranger coming around the first of the year, and then a new Explorer and new Escape behind that. So we're really excited for what's to come in the next 12 months.
Andrew, can you give us a little sneak peek about the Ranger? Will it be similar to what we used to see?
No, I think it's going to be, as we like to think about it, it's a truck built for serious adventure. I think it's loaded with technologies, with capabilities. We think of it as really, really adventurous gear to take people who want to live the best in life out to where they want to experience life and be their best self.
We've seen a surge in SUV sales, pickup truck sales here in Northern Ohio. And I'm assuming, too, that's going to be reflected in what Ford rolls out in the coming year or two?
Yeah, I think that's correct. We are seeing demand for utilities increase, and we are going to be at the heart of meeting those changing tastes for the customers. And again, as we say, if you look at the next three products out of the gate for us between Ranger, Escape, and Explorer, I think that says we're well positioned to do so.
Talking this morning with Andrew Georgescu, who's the Ford Marketing Communications. They've got a new campaign coming out, Built That Ford Proud. You kind of got input from the dealers as well. What were they saying that they wanted to see in those ads or the images of their vehicles, so when the people come into the dealership, they'll be inspired to do that?
Look, tonally, and we have such a wonderful close relationship with our dealers. We speak to them on all sorts of issues because it's a true partnership, and we learn from them every day. But I think especially in this case, when we talk to them about tone and what they wanted to see in a campaign, and they've been telling us for some time they wanted us to put ourselves back on our front foot, to talk with an energy and an enthusiasm and even a swagger that they feel every day in their stores. They're at the heart of their communities. They're living amongst their customers and doing great things in their market, and they feel pride in what they do every day. And I think counsel to us was to do the same. So Built Ford Proud is a campaign that was born out of this desire to tell our story with pride, with enthusiasm, and with a little bit of swagger.
Does it take it from, because that ad sort of mocks a little bit about the future. It says people will talk about the future, we will be building the future. It seems to be going back to sort of the I've made this kind of a thing, as opposed to some sort of technological thing, which has a different mindset to it altogether.
You know, if I could twist that a little bit, I think it asks and it poses the question instead is, who do you want building your future? do you want your future built by someone who has not built anything before, by solely people who talk a lot and who have little in the way of credentials of actually building? Or do you want your future built by someone who's been building things successfully for over a century? I think the future is going to be is something we're deeply engaged in envisioning what cities of tomorrow and connected cars are all about. But I think we at Ford Motor Company are in the best position, given our legacy and all the proof points of our success over the last century plus, to be the ones to actually deliver on it and not just talk about it.
Right. Well, you know, you look at legacy things, sort of brands of America, and I don't want to change the subject too much, but recently you have Sears, which had been around for hundreds of years, and it was an iconic thing, and suddenly you realize this is going to vanish from the face of the earth. Industries like that, you want to keep ahead of it, and you also want to keep that brand as current as possible.
For sure, it's important. You can't rest on your laurels. You need to take what you've succeeded at every day and continue to challenge yourself to do more. And you see that in our products, in our technologies, in our mobility services, in our work in autonomous vehicles. We are at the forefront of what tomorrow will bring for consumers.
Are they going to run out of E-words to put on a Ford vehicle? I'm just wondering about that.
Well, you know, that's it's funny, but we're not constrained by E's. We still will avail ourselves of 25 other vowels and consonants when we need to continue to expand our product portfolio. So we may run out of E's someday, but we got other places to go.
Right. Well, at least they're words. That's what I have to tell you. I sit at the end of, you know, a car in front of me. I want to be able to know what that word is that they've got on there. And
yeah, fair enough. Hey guys, while I got you, one thing I just wanted to comment on was I wanted to talk a minute about Built Ford Tough if I could, because I do want to stress that Built Ford Tough and Built Ford Proud work brilliantly together. Built Ford Proud is not a replacement for Built Ford Tough. In fact, Built Ford Tough is the strongest proof point of why we are Built Ford Proud. So they work together, and I think for the first time, this incredible equity we have in Built Ford Tough trucks, which is never going away, which we'll continue to lean into for Ranger and other trucks to come. But we have something now that we can ladder into something that's equally as powerful in Built Ford Proud. So they work in a symbiotic manner together.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. And, of course, you get the fall time. It used to be the time of this, you know, all the new vehicles, but that they have different release points throughout the year. But we're always looking forward to see what's new in the car industry. And we appreciate your time this morning, Andrew.
Happy to be here. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. You too.